Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp coming to you from California. I hope you're having a great day today. Monday. I don't know about you, but it's always a really busy day for me. A lot of phone calls usually. We're getting back in gear. I mean, I do work sometimes on Sundays too, so it's not like Monday is like a big day in terms of work like it is for a lot of people who work. But still, for me, it is, everybody else is like waking up on Monday and realizing, oh, I got to communicate with Robert. So I get like tons of emails all day Monday. And that's cool. I'm ready for it. Bring them on. Today is October the 1st. We are now into October. Excuse me. And today is a 10 of diamonds, 3 of hearts day. I'm sorry, 8 of diamonds, 3 of hearts day. 8 of diamonds. 8 of diamonds is a special card. And anybody who's an 8 of diamonds, if you ask them, they'll tell you, I'm special. I'm a special person. Because 8 of diamonds is the sun card. And anybody who's an 8 of diamonds, no matter what their sun sign is, and today is a Libra 8 of diamonds, but even so, anyone who's an 8 of diamonds is going to act a lot like a Leo person, and that they want to be noticed. They want to be noticed. They want to be recognized by other people. And usually you'll find some strong Leo planets in their chart because they're an 8 of diamonds. Even if they're not a Leo, you'll find 8 Leo planets or strong Leo aspects in their chart. Leo also rules the fifth house in astrology, so I used to do a lot of charts for actors and actresses, and they may not have any Leo, but they got like 5 planets in the fifth house, you know. Like a big conjunction of planets. It's interesting, today's birthday, this is Randy Quaid's birthday, Bonnie Parker of Bonnie and Clyde. Another thing about Ace is you don't see it expressed very often, but an 8 is a number of power. And any of the 8s, any suit of an 8 can be somebody who will resort to force to get their way or to have, you know, to achieve their ends. So, you know, there aren't that many, but every once in a while you'll hear about an 8 person who was violent in a certain sense. Now, Bonnie Parker was obviously, she had some violence in her. There was some death involved around her. But then at the same time, she got her 8 of diamonds fame out of her lifestyle. George Peppard from the A-Team is born today. Walter Matthau, the nude model Cindy Margolis, which is interesting. Now, Cindy Margolis likes to pose nude. And then another 8 of diamonds, her name just slipped my mind. You see, it wouldn't be unusual for an 8 of diamonds person to want to pose nude because it's a way of getting a lot of attention. So an 8 of diamonds person, if this is a way to get attention, that's what they will do. And the other 8 of diamonds I was thinking of was Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton is a 8 of diamonds, and she's been nude a lot, made nude movies and so forth. So it's all about being seen, being noticed, being recognized. Not that every 8 of diamonds is that extreme, of course. Now, the other thing about today's birthday is that it's a 3 of hearts ruling card. And every 8 of diamonds person already has a 3 of hearts card in their life spread. And the 3 means variety. It also means creativity, like a lot of people who have three hearts would have a lot of artistic ability. I know Eight of Diamonds people who are songwriters, and there's a lot of creative energy in anybody who has that three of hearts. The other thing, though, about it is they can get bored with people in a relationship, or they really need their freedom because they keep noticing other people that they want to be with, you know. So a three of hearts, in Paris Hilton, though she doesn't have that as a ruling card, she has it in Venus. Every Eight of Diamonds has three of hearts in Venus, so their love nature is always a little bit unsteady, you might say. If it's your ruling card, though, it becomes even stronger, you know. And you would expect somebody born today to have a little trouble with commitment in relationships. Though sometimes you'll find Eight of Diamonds who, you know, have multiple marriages. They don't cheat on their wives, but they just stay with somebody for, you know, a few years, and then they're on to the next person. So that's all about today's card. I want to let everybody know that the lines are open now. This tonight's talk may not take the full 30 minutes, so if you want to get in line for asking a question, it's fine to call in now. Three lines are available, and you can call. Tonight's talk, I'm going to talk a little bit about conversation. Now, there is a thing called the electromagnetic spectrum. And it's very interesting, you know, like light, the light that we see, you know, the light that we can detect with our eyes, is part of the electromagnetic spectrum. It's a certain vibration. And just below the part that we can see, that we can't see, just the lower vibration, a little bit lower down, a little bit longer wavelength, is infrared. Okay? Infrared. We can't see infrared. Our eyes can't pick up on it. But you can get an infrared camera that can pick up infrared, and it can do some amazing stuff. Then below that is microwave. Microwaves that we use to cook food and so forth is just a vibrational energy that's lower than infrared. Obviously, we can't see that. And below that is radio waves. Radio waves. And if you go above the visible spectrum, the first that you come to is ultraviolet. Ultraviolet also we can't see. We can't see UV rays. They burn our skin, but we can't see them. Not with our eyes. Above that is X-rays. And above that is gamma rays. And they get shorter and shorter, the wavelengths of these energies, as you go higher or lower up and down the spectrum. So, you know, in our day-to-day life, we have also a spectrum that's very similar to this. In our beingness, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar. So what we have in ourself is we have, on the most gross level, we have actions. We have you or me moving our hands, walking, rearranging things in our apartment, picking up objects, you know, touching each other. We have the sense of touch, and we can see this with our eyes, but it's really happening on the physical plane. And then the next highest from that will be words, you know, the air, things moving in the air. And sound vibrations are part of the electromagnetic spectrum as well. So on the matter plane, we have actions and we have words. And then below that, and more subtle and in a way more powerful, we have thoughts. Because if you look at everything, if you look at how it all works, you'll see that that words are subtle things and thoughts are subtle words. So a thought is a word that's not actually spoken, but it's still being perceived and acknowledged by our awareness. So we have thoughts, words, and actions. We have these three levels. Now, the process of creation starts with thoughts. and it moves forward. We start thinking about something. Now, the origin of those thoughts is something we'll talk about in a minute. But right now, just get the idea that things begin as thought, and then it moves into the realm of words. We're like, we think about something. Next thing you know, we're talking about it. We're talking about it to other people. Like, first of all, let's say you get this idea, man, I really want to get a new car. And you're thinking about it. And the next thing you know, you're looking at, you know, ads or about cars. But then you're starting to talk about cars with people. You're starting to talk to others. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a car. And then finally, you'll get a car, which will be the manifestation of that thing that began as a thought. Everything in our life begins with a thought. If you look around you, look at your room and your house, everything you in your house, you know, especially if you've done it yourself, it's there because you thought about where you wanted to put it. You thought about what it was. Do you want to keep it? Do you want to throw it away? Do you want to, like, especially when you move, you know, you can really see this in action. You know, everything you have, you kind of comes up for evaluation. Do I want to keep that? Do I want to throw it away? Where do I want to put it? Is it important to me? You know, like that. So, everything that we have is created, which comes down, brings me down to this topic tonight, which is conversation. And I'm going to be talking about the two levels of conversation that happen, one in our minds and one in our speaking. Because conversation is just not what we say, it's also what we think. And you could say that the word conversation, that we're having a conversation all day long. No matter what we're doing, all day long, we're constantly engaged in conversation. There is thinking going on. Now, in a certain way, we're not that aware. We don't have, there's not a part of us that usually sits back and witnesses what this conversation is. We're just kind of doing it, or you might even say the conversation is just kind of doing us. We're just kind of thinking. We don't ever question, well, where did that thought come from? Is that my thought or is that somebody else's thought? Is that important? Is that real? Is that... We don't usually even ask those questions. We just go about that, thinking what we're thinking, and then realize, man, my life... I'm not sure if I like the way it's turning out here, but we don't really realize that a lot of our life, maybe all of our life, is a result of what we've been thinking about, the conversation that we have inside going on. So it takes, there's been books written about, as a man thinketh, so he is, as a man thinketh. You know, it could also have been said, it could have been expressed as a man saith, so he is. And I'm including women here too, men or women. I'm not saying men, I'm saying a race of man. So whatever we think, whatever we say, this is how we show who we are. This is how we are. This is how we show up in life, our thinking and our saying. So it's very, very important. And you would think that, given that it's so important, you would think that we would take the time to really examine, you know, be mindful of and aware of how we're thinking and how we're talking and conversations that we already have. Like, I'd say, you know, by the age of 40, most of us have a lot of tapes going on, you know, like recorded tapes. I remember once I went to a nursing home. When I was very young, I was only like 23 or 25, and we went there to do some Christmas caroling for all these people in a nursing home. And I really wanted to, like, you know, connect with some of the people there and, you know, cheer them up, whatever. And you get to talking to these people, and so many of them, they have a little endless loop cassette of things they say that's only about maybe 2 or 3 minutes long. In other words, their whole life, all they are is this conversation that they just repeat over and over again every few minutes. It's very, very sad in a way, and also very interesting, because this is just the result of having of this process that happens to us as we get older. So what I'm saying is even by the age of 40, we have all of these conversations going, and probably even before then. You know, maybe by our teens, we have conversations already in place that are just repeating over and over and over again. And these conversations have a way of doing lots of things. Number one, one thing they do, of course, because it's part of the creation process, talking, the inner conversation that we have about ourselves, about life, about other people, about our job, about our health, about sex, about everything, that conversation is creating our life in this moment. It's an active thing. It's happening right now. It's recreating our life to be the way it is. Number two, the conversations that we have, and especially the ones about ourselves, really dictate a lot about how we feel. I mean, and you know, if all of a sudden you're with somebody and you hear them say something to you, or you know, maybe it isn't even to you, but if you notice you start feeling bad, you know, in that conversation, upset or whatever, you could be feeling sad, upset, depressed. If you notice you start feeling bad in the middle of this conversation that this person was saying, you probably don't even know that it triggered off some conversation inside of you that is associated with a bad feeling, like, I'm no good, I'm worthless, or I'm a failure, or I could never do it, or I'll never be happy. See, we all have a lot of these conversations going on. And if somebody around us says or does just the right thing in the right way, and it may not even be, it's probably not even intentional, that could trigger us and trigger that inner conversation that we have and kick off a negative feeling. Now, some of us are fighters, so when we feel this negative feeling because of something somebody else said, we're going to attack them because it's their fault, and we don't want to feel that bad, and we don't even want to know that we don't feel good about ourselves. We just want to blame somebody else and go beat them up, make them wrong, and then we feel like we protected ourselves, or we did the right thing, or we got them back for what they did to us. Okay, but still, even in that case, really what's going on is the person inside, the person who got angry was actually already feeling that way about themselves. So the real trick here is this, is that the conversations that we have with other people, what we hear other people say, we can only hear what they're saying if it matches up what we're saying inside ourselves. You know, and you could be listening to somebody talk, and they could be talking on and on and on, but you're only going to pull certain things out of that conversation that you relate to, right? I mean, nobody can really take in everything that somebody else says, unless they're talking really slow, and they don't say a whole lot. So we're just in the process of being with somebody, and we're just pulling from the conversation pieces that we can relate to, and so forth. So if we're in a conversation with somebody, and we get upset about something they said, we have to be willing to look at ourselves and say, maybe what they said is something that I say to myself. I mean, really, our interpretation of what they said is in question. We don't even know if we really heard it right, because we react so strongly emotionally to things that people say. They could have just said something that was somewhat close to our inner conversation. It might have just been like almost the same thing, but not the same thing at all. It could be completely not the same thing, but because it sounded close to it, we reacted as if it was that, and we think they did it to us, and so forth and so on. So the point of this whole discussion is that conversation is very powerful, but we need to be able to look at the people and the conversations that we have with other people and look at what we're hearing and realize that what we're hearing is not what they're saying. It's what we have inside of us. We're hearing us. We hear only those things that match up with what we already say about ourselves. And that is like a million-dollar understanding. If everybody just got that one thing, that whenever they hear somebody else say something that they don't like, it's only matching up to a conversation that they already have inside. Just imagine the awareness that could bring. If somebody realized, you know, I've been fighting people my whole life, and I just now got it, that really I hate myself. I always have, and I never wanted to admit it. That could be a transformation, because that person could then look at what's really going on and learn how to love themselves. And when they do, they would no longer react to anybody saying anything. There was a movie I saw once, and there was, I think I might have mentioned this before, I've certainly mentioned it before in classes that I've taught, but there is a man and a woman, and they're dating, you know, but they're kind of dating in private, I think because the man or the woman, one of them was in the process of getting divorced. So they're getting together, and the guy says, have you heard what they're saying about us all around town? And she goes, well, I don't really care what they're saying, because unless I think it's true, it's not going to bother me. See? So the only things that bother us that people say are things that we already think are true in ourselves. This is absolute. There are no exceptions to this. If somebody says something and you get upset about it, you have to look at what is it about that that reminds you of what you already think about yourself. That is the only way. Now, there's other things in life that just happen. There may be just events around you that don't involve anybody else. You know, you could get a bill in the mail that was twice as large as you thought it was going to be, for example. You get a bill, electric bill or something, it's like two times as much. And that can kick off a conversation that you have, that you've had your whole life. Oh, my God, how am I going to pay the bills? Or something else along those lines. So there's all kinds of conversations that are triggered. So the trick here is to just look at, okay, if there are events around me that are making me feel bad in my life, if there are events around me that are happening on, you know, every day or every 2 days or twice a day or 10 times a day, whatever. If there's things out there and all of a sudden I'm feeling bad, and if I notice I'm feeling bad, down a lot, I have to be willing to take a look and see what are all these events triggering in me that is associated with a conversation, it's associated with a negative feeling that I have about my life, a negative thought that I have about my life, like, you know, and I've worked with this myself a lot lately. It's just been a topic for me to look at. And I was looking at certain situations that had just bothered me over and over again, and I really got, I have some deep realizations just before I wake up in the morning when I'm sort of in a quasi-sleep stage. And one morning, it was so clear to me that I have a deep underlying conversation that says, I'm a failure. I'm a failure. And it's something that I've been avoiding and trying to compensate for and move away from my whole life. But it's been there the whole time. And I can't tell you that how incredible it feels to be aware now that I have that conversation. And out of that conversation comes a very dark feeling about my life and about myself. You know, and certain things would trigger it off. And there it is, I'm a failure. So I invite everybody to take a look at your conversations and just start with the feeling. If you have a down feeling about something or somebody in your life, take it inside yourself and hang out with that feeling. It'll lead you to the conversation eventually. It'll lead you to the story. It'll lead you to, the feeling will take you to the story about where it came from, and it will show you your own negative conversations that you created, and you can change these. We can all change these conversations at will. So once we see them, and recognize them, we have the power to change them. And that's the best part of all, the fact that we're able to then change. But, you know, you can try changing everything in your life, and if you don't have that kind of awareness, what are you going to do? How are you going to be able to change it? It's just not going to happen. Okay, well, line four is taken. Judy is waiting patiently. When we come back from the break, we'll be talking to her. But we have two lines open. If you want to call in now, you can get in line to talk and ask questions or comment. We'd love to hear your comments. So we're going to take a short break here. We're going to listen to one of the songs off my CD. I'd like to hear the song Krishna Hare Krishna. And then when we come back, we'll be talking to Judy and whoever else calls in. So we'll be right back after a couple minutes. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Camp. We have two lines open, folks. Line, I don't know, two and three, I guess it is. And we have Judy waiting patiently on line four. Is Judy there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. Seth, can you turn her up a little bit, please? I can barely hear you. So what's on? Are you born June 16th, 1966?
Uh-huh.
And what's going on for you?
I don't know, but I do have a question to ask you. I read in your book that you said that you had a lot of problems back when you had Seven of Diamond in your...
Long range.
Yeah. And I also heard you on one of the talk show mention it. I have it in my Pluto at this moment, and it's causing me problems. But then also, it's saying that this year should be a good year for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I have this.
Well, you know.
And every month, every 52 days when I change from Mercury to Venus, and now I'm in my Mars, I notice that everything is going as it said it would.
Mm-hmm.
But this Pluto is killing me.
Well, first of all, the cards aren't going to kill you. Okay?
Well, not literally. Just
yeah,
a figure of speech.
Yeah, that's going to happen. So you can relax about that anyway. Okay? But see, let's take a look at this for a second, Judy. You are an Ace of Diamonds and a Queen of Diamonds. Right?
Repeat that.
Your birth card is an Ace of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a Queen of Diamonds ruling card.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of you.
Right. And this makes you, just like me, a double diamond.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, knowing that, you have to understand that when you have diamond cards in your spread, they're much more important to you than they are other people.
Uh-huh.
So it affects you more, you understand?
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, because if you're a double diamond, you're all about value. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're all about the worth of everything. You and I, right?
Correct.
What's it all worth? Is it worth it or is it not worth it? That's our big conversation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you have a Ten of Diamonds displacement, which is the most blessed place.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. But can you accept it? Can you embrace that? I don't know. You know, people who are Ten of Diamonds don't feel blessed.
Yeah, I know. I have a coworker who is a Ten of Diamonds, and she doesn't feel blessed.
As a matter of fact, that's their big issue in life, did you know? That's the thing they're here to work on, is letting good things come in to them. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So the point I'm getting at here, Judy, is that the cards that you have right now are all about you getting into a higher and better position with your relationship to money.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I'm trying to figure out how.
But see, Judy,
my whole problem
was
because I'm right more or less where you said you were, but you didn't really go into detail how you got out of it without doing anything.
Well, you know, I've written a whole book about it.
Uh-huh.
Called The Big Money Book.
Uh-huh.
It's on my website.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, 100-something pages, and something that's really hard to kind of do on one show. Actually, I did have a show on prosperity, though, once. Early.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first shows I did was about prosperity.
Okay.
You know, and I'll probably do another show on prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one of my favorite topics.
I hear you.
But see, so the important thing to realize is this, is that you don't need any change outside of yourself this year. You need a change on the inside with your relationship to money. That's what Judy needs this year.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
You've got to figure out how to do that.
Well, you know, how do you feel? What did you hear what I was talking about earlier about conversations that we have?
Yes, the conversation that you have.
And what's your conversation
inside
about money? You know, what do you What's the conversation you keep going over in your mind?
The conversation that's coming up in my mind is that I'm saying that this is just only for now. But there's, everything is only for a while, and then everything will be a change after a while. I'm just like, this is only for now. Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Keep moving on. Keep trucking along.
It's going to change.
It's going to change.
Is that your conversation? It's going to change.
That's my conversation. Every time I see a bill, and you, it struck me funny when you mentioned electrical bills.
Why, is that the kind you got?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have a 7-9 Pluto. You're being challenged right now to upgrade your thinking about money to a higher level. And as soon as you do that, that 10 of diamonds will kick in, and you're going to have more money than you ever dreamed possible. But if you don't do anything, you're just going to have problems all year.
Oh.
Okay? So what are you going to do, Judy?
That's the thing, I don't know. I'm just like...
Well, go read some books.
Every time I see it, I said, okay, I'll put it aside, and I'm going to just... Okay. I'm not going to worry about it. But I don't know if I'm going in the right direction.
Well, I've told you what to do. Go read some good books. Go read my book, and go read another book called The Trick to Money is Having Some.
Oh, okay.
The Trick to Money is Having Some by Stuart Wilde. And go read my book, The Big Money Book. And you, with those two books, you'll learn everything you need to learn. And you'll be on the road to changing and transforming. You have. If you don't do something, it's going to get worse.
Okay.
It just will. But if you start right now, I guarantee you, by Christmas, you're going to be rolling in the dough.
Okay, good.
So you can turn this around because you're a double. You know how to make money. You're a diamond.
I hear you. I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that I have three, five of clubs. I have one in my Jupiter under the bird, and then I have one for the long range in my planetary
and in
my environment.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means that this could be a year for you to really be changing, and changing will be in your mind, the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Because clubs, it's clubs, right? That rules the thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you feel restless this year? Do you feel like moving or anything?
I am.
What?
I am.
Oh, you are moving.
I'm planning to.
Oh, you're planning to move. Okay.
Yeah, I want a job first.
I would move in Jupiter if I were you.
Oh.
What are you going to do, wait till Saturn?
I'm going to wait till Uranus.
Okay, well, that's okay. That would be all right.
Or Neptune.
Yeah, either one of those is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter is my favorite, though.
Yeah, but Jupiter, I have to find me a job. I don't want to move without a job.
You know, Judy, you don't even have a job.
Repeat that.
You don't even have a job. Of course you have money problems.
I have a job, and I have money problems.
Well, wait a minute. You just said you didn't have a job.
No, you have to
get a job before you're going to move to. Is that it?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You need to get working on your inner... You're a diamond. Until you get this money thing right, nothing's going to go right in your life. You got to handle this first, and it's the easiest one to handle. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Much easier than relationships. That's a whole other conversation.
Oh, okay.
So get those books that I told you right away and start reading.
The Big Money Book, and the other one is One Who's the Honor?
It's called The Trick to Money is Having Some.
Trick to Money.
Okay. All right, Judy. So it's great to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And you have a great rest of your day, night. I know it's late there. So thank you for being on the show so late.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, she's the same cards as me backwards. I'm an ace of diamonds. I'm a queen of diamonds with an ace of diamonds ruler, and she's an ace of diamonds with a queen of diamonds ruler. So we're kind of like mirror images of each other. So it's like talking to myself, talking to her. And really, she's going to... Her money situation can turn around dramatically this year if she does what I said, because she's got in Jupiter a 10 of diamonds coming up. So everything could really turn out really good for Judy. I hope she takes the advice that I gave her. Okay, we're going to take another short break. All three lines are open. If somebody's on the line when I get back, we're going to keep going, okay? So we'll take a short break. I'd like to hear the song Om Namah Shivaya, Seth, and then we'll come back, okay? Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Om Namah Shivaya, one of my favorite songs on my CD. Hope you liked it. We have Amber waiting patiently on line four. Are you there, Amber?
I am here. How are you?
Hi, Amber. How are you? I'm good.
I'm good. Thank you.
And are you born October 6, 1974?
Yes.
You have a birthday coming up.
Do you?
Good time to get a reading.
I know. It's perfect timing. And I'm in the Ace of Spades right now.
Yes, you are. So how's that going for you?
I'm recovering from surgery from August 10th.
Oh, wow.
And I'm probably going to be due for another one in the middle of October.
So after your birthday.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at right about the middle. I do have a couple of questions. I'm pretty familiar with your books and the cards and how everything falls into its influences.
Yeah.
And the 52-day period.
Sure.
The day after surgery, my significant other decided that the relationship was over. And he suffers from a psychological disorder that influences that. My question is, in my new year period, he is my long range card, which is the Ten of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I am his long range card next year, which is the Three of Diamonds. And there's quite an influence for both of us in the next year. And
but what would you
I
say
would like to...
What did you say about influence?
I'm sorry?
What did you say about influence from both of you? What was that?
We are each other's long-range
cards. Yeah, I got that part.
Upcoming.
What did you say after that?
Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of other influences for each other.
Oh, yeah, potentially, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay. There's a Three of Diamonds that shows up in one of his periods. And I have an awful lot of clubs in mine.
Yeah.
My entire year.
Okay, so what's your question?
Right after my birthday, the Ace of Clubs is going to come up.
Yeah, with a
nice planetary card.
Yeah.
And I do have a spiritual advisor that said he's going to come back and want to rekindle a relationship.
He's a Ten of Clubs.
And
he's an Ace of Clubs ruler. He's a Ten of Clubs Sag.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So do you
have a
question? Do you have a question? Do you have a question for me here?
Yes.
Oh, I'm waiting.
After explaining all that to you, how do you interpret what you see based on what I have told you with the current condition in terms of him coming back around?
Well, it's certainly not a guaranteed thing that he's going to come back, but there's a possibility for it.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, do you want him to come back? That's the first question I have.
Not if he's going to treat me the same way.
Well, what makes you think he's going to change?
Nothing at this point. I just want to know how to handle it.
Well, you...
And I'm seeing a bunch of the influences.
You know, I mean, I don't know you all that well, okay? But you don't have the greatest relationship karma to start with, you know?
Right.
You're the one who's in... I would tend to question you more than him when it comes to the relationship because of your card.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the one that would tend to be the one that was unmarriageable or that would have issues like a lot of control issues in the relationship come up. I'm sorry. Did you say something?
No, I'm here.
Oh, because I heard a lot of static. I'm sorry. What did
oh,
you
okay.
say? Did you say something?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure, you know, I would need more information, but I'm looking into next year, and yeah, you have a Ten of Clubs long range, and underneath that, there's a vertical long range card, and it's a Five of Hearts, okay? So it could represent him coming back into your life, but it also could represent you having success with in the clubs field. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your goals are, if any, about your work, you know. but that's a really good influence to have for success in any kind of field dealing with publishing or writing or radio or TV, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could
be... So, in terms of career, you do see good influences.
That's a great career influence. If you want to be career-oriented.
That needs to be my focus. My focus can't be the relationship. I just wanted your input on that.
Well, see, you also have Five of Hearts there. You can't ignore that. That is a heart card. And the other thing is that you have a Five of Hearts one range in your other spread. So you've got a Ten of Clubs and Five of Hearts in your birth card spread. And you have a Five of Hearts and Two of Diamonds in your ruling card spread. So it's very likely that this year is going to be about you having a significant change in the way you approach relationships. And that's a good thing, you know.
Absolutely.
That would be great for you to have, you know, you've got a lot of, I'm telling you, both of your cards, Three of Diamonds and Seven of Hearts, they both have a big pile of relationship stuff to work on.
I know. I've been living that one.
Okay, good. So,
yes.
So, you know, the people that you attract into your life are just an exact mirror of you and your stuff.
Uh-huh.
Everything that he is that you don't like is something that you have inside of you.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying he's the perfect guy or anything. You know, I'm not making any comments like that about him. And you're his Pluto card, so it's not easy for him to be with you.
I'm sorry, I'm his what?
You are his Pluto card for life.
Yeah, I for other book also.
You know, it's not a piece of cake for him to be with you, because it's difficult to be with somebody who's Pluto to you. It's always in your face kind of stuff, you know? It's pretty
right.
Challenging at times. It can be.
So there's definitely a fate about this crossing paths in a lifetime for us to learn from one another.
Yeah, there could be, for sure. If you feel it, I'm sure there is. You know, girls are pretty intuitive about that kind of thing.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, have you guys ever tried counseling?
He won't entertain that.
Why not?
I think ego plays a big factor of that. He's also a physician, so...
You think a physician would be the first one to recommend it? That's so funny. I mean, that's his business, you know?
A little interesting aspect.
Well, he may come back, but, you know, you need to do that. You need to have a counselor there for your own support and your own help.
Right.
I think it would really be, you know, an idea that would really help you because, you know, I'm a Queen of Diamonds and my karma is not so good in relationship. And I would not even attempt a relationship without a counselor.
I've tried numerous times to get him to go and...
But don't worry about him going.
Will.
You go.
I do go for myself.
That's what I mean, yeah. Okay, if you're going, that's cool.
I've already done all that. I started that way back when we started the relationship.
Because, see, if you can change yourself, you can get to such a clear place about the whole relationship that it won't matter if you're with him or not.
Well, I realize that not making any decisions in the Neptune period is very important and waiting till your birthday comes through. So, because I'm in the Ace of Spades right now, I'm going to see this completely differently.
Yes.
In the next period coming up.
For sure.
Do you have any suggestions on what you might think I need to focus on in terms of changing my own thinking or the way you know maybe the Three of Diamonds operates?
Well, first of all, make a list of everything that you don't like about your boyfriend.
Okay.
All the qualities of the things that he does. Okay, and then read up about the Three of Diamonds and the Seven of Hearts, your other card, and see if any of those patterns that you see in him match that card of yours.
Okay.
See what I mean? Just kind of like reverse it. And now, you know, you're looking at, you're saying, is he like a three of diamonds? Am I seeing him show up like a three of diamonds? Or a seven of hearts? I don't know what his specific patterns are. You do. You know what his patterns are. What kind of behaviors that he's displaying. And then if he is, then you know that this is just, he's just there to help you see yourself. That's what relationships are all about.
We're your mirrors of one another.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree with that.
All we see is ourselves. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, if you start taking that tact, you'll have progress, and it'll be really wonderful for you. Because you can have love in your life. You can have great love in your life. Three of diamonds, you know, their biggest question is, what do I want?
All about the values. Well, I'm learning to really create a balance.
And the club has the same issue. They have the same question. Did you know that? What do I want?
It's all about value.
Yeah, well, for you, yeah. Definitely.
Your card is stronger than mine.
You're part heart, though, too. You're a seven of hearts, you know. You're not all diamonds. Like I am. So it's a little
I weigh more for the heart than I do the diamonds, and what I need to do is pick up more of the career aspect of life and put more focus into what I want to do professionally. And that's where I'm headed this year also. And you explained that to me with the five of hearts falling in there below the ten of clubs, so that makes more sense to me now.
Oh, good. Good. Well, Amber, I appreciate you calling.
I really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you for the books. I read them daily, and I've learned quite a bit. I've only had them for about 4 months, but I thank you so much for everything.
Oh, thank you. These books are made for you.
Well, I appreciate all of your effort, because you've done so much for me, and I'm just somebody out here to just confirm that. You help so many of us.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that, Amber. It means a lot to me.
Thank you, and I look forward to the updates on email. I'm signed up, and just keeping up with you.
All right, great. Well, I'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Let me know what happens.
Okay, have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much. I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Jenna waiting patiently on line two, and now we have two lines open, folks. So now's the time, but bring Jenna on now if you can. I'd like to talk to her. Hello?
Hi there. Hi.
Hi, is this Jenna?
Yeah, this is Jenna.
How are you? Are you born March 31st, 1970?
Yes, I am.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Seth, could you turn her up a little bit? She got really quiet there for some reason.
Can you hear
so
me?
What's on your mind this evening, Jenna?
Well, I'm curious about, I'm a five of clubs, obviously, and my boyfriend is a three of diamonds.
Oh, and interesting. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so we basically have the same life path, except for one card different.
Right.
I mean, well, one at the top, one at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, and we're very compatible. There's not a whole lot of issues about it. It's just that I just want to know what your take on that is with having the same almost card.
Okay, well, hold on 1 second. Seth, can you turn her back up? She was kind of loud in the beginning, but now I can barely hear her. I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me?
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay.
We have a guy in the control room named Seth, and he's controlling the sound. So.
I see.
Okay. So you're a five of clubs, and you are with a three of diamonds.
Right.
And the reason you have the same cards in your life spread is because your cards sit right next to each other.
Okay.
You know, have you been reading my book?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which book do you have? Love or Destiny, or both?
Both.
You have both. Okay.
Yeah, they're worn out. I read them all the time.
Okay. So let me find a page number for you, and I want you to look at it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what we're looking for here. Just give me 1 second. Okay, look on page 48.
Are we doing destiny cards?
Yeah, cards of your destiny. And
okay.
Look on page 48. And you'll see what's called the grand solar spread.
Right.
Do you see your card there?
Yes, I do.
Second line down. You see your boyfriend's card right next to you?
Right.
And see, when you start from your card and go left, he's the first card in your life spread.
Right.
That's why you're moon to him.
Okay.
That's why you're so attracted to him.
Right.
Okay. And his first card would be the Ace of Spades, which is your second card.
Okay.
And then his second card would be the Seven of Hearts, which is your third card.
Right. That's my planetary ruling card also.
Yeah, correct. And what's his ruling card?
Nine of Clubs.
Nine of Clubs. He's an Aquarian.
Yes.
Oh, you must be totally in love with this guy.
It was pretty much love at first sight, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's your Neptune card. I mean, when you meet your Neptune card, it's over for you. Now, of course, that Five of Clubs likes to have those secret affairs, though. I don't know about you.
Well, the thing about it is that I'm born close to midnight. I'm born at 12:35 a.m.
Yeah.
So...
But you weren't born during daylight savings time.
I wasn't? Okay. So that I am for sure a Five of Clubs?
Yeah, sure are.
Okay. Okay. Well...
We settled that. Now what? Trying to weasel out of this or something here?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that has to be true, that I'm... that's true about all Five of Clubs.
No, it doesn't have to be. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
You're still young.
Well, I've been married before.
And did you cheat on your husband?
What?
Did you cheat on him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Good. Just checking.
No.
Appreciate your honesty.
No, I'm not a cheater. I mean, that's...
Well, no.
I think that's
Five of Clubs, it's not like they're cheating, but they just have this... A lot of them have this sort of like a... an unusual attraction to secret love relationship.
Well, I just think it's a restlessness, but I don't think it necessarily has to be channeled into love relationships.
Yeah, okay.
I have a restlessness to talk to people and be around people, but
yeah.
I like to be committed to
well,
the person when I really...
is a second quality of Five of Clubs. It's the main quality of Five of Clubs.
Yeah.
But they also have an additional quality called I Like Secret Affairs.
Huh.
Yeah. It's not it's not due to the restlessness. It's just due to their the Ace of Spades and Venus.
Ace of Spades and Venus. Well, what about, so it's just because it's placed in Venus. That's what makes it a secret.
Yeah, I like to say that even when a Five of Clubs is in a relationship and they're happy in a relationship, there's always this little voice in the back of their mind saying, there's someone out there for me.
But what if you feel like you found that person?
Well, maybe, you know, I'm not saying there's not room for exceptions. There certainly is room for exceptions.
But, yeah, well, I think that it's, well, for me, it's been a matter of not settling until I've found that person. That's
well, you
sure.
know, when you meet your Neptune card, I mean, I'm with my fiance is my Neptune card, and I feel like I could be with her the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Even though my card is one that will lose interest and, you know, like that.
Right, because you're a Queen of Diamonds.
Right. But
with
my Neptune card, it just hits the spot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So,
I mean, I think I'm smart enough to know that I wouldn't be able to commit to somebody that I wasn't totally infatuated with in pretty much every way, so.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you guys have a really good thing going there.
Yeah. I have another question.
Okay.
My boyfriend's daughter is a Two of Diamonds, and he happens to be, he put out her card last year. And when he was going through a divorce, and then he's going to do it again next year. And I've never seen that in the cards.
He's going to do what now?
Well, he Pluto'd the Two of Diamonds last year, and then he's going to be...
He was Pluto, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was in his Pluto position.
He was Pluto in her spread?
Well, in his spread, he had the Two of Diamonds in the Pluto position.
Oh, then she was his Pluto card last year.
Okay.
Okay.
And then this year, he's not Plutoing her card. He's Plutoing another card. And then he's going to do it again next year. And I've never seen that where you Pluto
well,
a card.
It's actually her being Pluto to him, not the other one.
Okay, her Pluto to him.
Yeah, that's important.
And then again the year after that.
Well, you know, kids can be Pluto. I mean, they,
yeah.
You know, kids can really rock our world. So, you know, it's not really all that unusual. It's just an interesting pattern. But, you know, it seems kind of unusual, but it's not, you know, I've seen everything.
Okay.
And well, that's okay. That's a kind of a cool thing. It's something you might expect from, you know, a father-child relationship on a certain level.
Well, I just thought it was unusual to do it twice.
And how's he doing with his daughter?
Well, it's been hard because she's only two, and he's been going through a divorce. And
yeah.
So, I mean, but they're very close because she's a Two of Diamonds and he's a Three of Diamonds. But, I don't know, I just kind of wondered, I thought that was really weird to have it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's unusual, but it's not weird, but it's unusual. It's just not...
Unusual.
Yeah. But, you know... There's a lot of unusual things in the cards. For example, there's only one birthday for a Two of Hearts card. That's
right.
That's kind of unusual, you know, like that.
Right. And the Queen
kind
of Spades.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Jenna.
Yeah.
And I wish
Thanks
you well,
for talking to me.
Actually.
Thanks.
Are you going to have more kids?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Why do you ask?
I think you're worrying about it a little bit.
That I am?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you have a Three of Hearts in Neptune, that's why.
Oh. For this year?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh, I didn't know that's what that meant.
Well, it's one of the things it means.
Interesting.
You know, it could be I'm thinking about maybe having a kid or worrying about it. For both.
Interesting.
The year is still young. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
You're certainly within those childbearing ages.
Well, okay.
Aren't you?
All right. Yeah, I suppose.
And your long-range card is Ace of Hearts next year. And I assume you are having sex, right?
Well, sure.
And
yeah.
Sex, you know, sex
but
makes babies. I mean, that's kind of how God planned it.
Oh, that's funny. Well, okay. That's interesting information.
Yeah, so,
information.
You know, just be aware that there's energy afloat.
Huh. Well, I already have two kids.
Oh, you do? Okay. So you're already well indoctrinated.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe it won't have to be another one. We'll see.
We'll see.
I, you know, if you don't want one, I wouldn't want you to have one.
Right. It's up in the air right now.
Oh, I see. It's something you've discussed it, but you're kind of just putting it on hold for now. Sounds like it. I mean.
Hey. Something like that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Jenna. It's great having you on the show.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, keep in touch and let us know. Let me know what happens.
I sure will.
Call in again, okay?
I will.
All right. Thanks again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. That was Three of Diamonds. Five of Clubs, I'm sorry. With the Three of Diamonds, who's my karma card. Interesting. Two callers in a row, both having the same ruling card of Seven of Hearts. And I didn't get to talk about this very much, but Seven of Hearts will usually end up in a relationship with somebody who's very powerful. We didn't talk about that, so maybe that's not coming up right now, but I just was curious about that. We're going to take a short break right now. I would like to hear the song Sita Ram, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Cliff on line 4, and we have two lines open. So if you want to call in, now's a good time. We'll be right back after the song. Welcome back, everybody. That was Sita Ram. A nice little rock and roll version of a Sanskrit chant. We have Cliff waiting patiently on line four. We have two lines open. If you want to be next, call in right now. So, Cliff, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Mr. Kemp?
Great. Scorpio, you're a Scorpio. You are born November 2nd, 1957?
That's correct.
So you're a five of diamonds. And you're, it's an interesting birthday, that birthday of yours, because five of diamonds usually has commitment problems, but then your other cards are like stronger for commitment. So it's like half and half.
Okay.
So how's it been going for you?
Well, it's a transition time. I'm in midlife. On my 50th birthday, it'll be this November.
Yeah.
And I helped a lady for 7 years, like as a caregiver, and she adopted me like a son. But she passed away November of last year, and so it's kind of a sad time. But she blessed me with leaving me a large amount of money that changed my life. So I'm just wondering what direction to go right now. I really feel at a crossroads. And, looking for some direction on that.
Well, okay, that's great. So you have this kind of a good karma thing that's happened, right?
Yes, yeah, I served her and helped. She was very good to me and took my life from... I'm a musician and kind of struggled and got close to having some successes, but didn't quite get there. And then I came into her life and just... helped her and was really committed to making sure she was comfortable, and she's done the same for me.
Right. So,
but I'm hoping to expand on these opportunities, and to see if I can increase it and do more positive.
So are you, you're considering then now taking the money that she's given you and reinvesting that back into your musical career?
Possibly, or whatever ventures will bring success and abundance. I'm trying to be as wide open to whatever open doors are coming. And that's really how I'm looking at it. So over the recent months, I've just kind of been coasting along and, doing my day-to-day work, but haven't made any commitments. I've kept the money liquid to where it's just gaining interest in banks. And, also I've never married. So I'm, wondering maybe it's time to find that relationship I've waited, for a long time for.
Well, Cliff,
over the years. But like you say, with commitments,
honestly,
I've never wanted to get pinned down.
If you haven't married by now, Cliff, it's probably not your thing.
Yeah, it may not be. So,
you might want to just be okay with that and,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm certain you have relationships in your life.
Yeah, I do.
But marriage may not be that important to you, really.
Yeah, I don't feel a real need to have kids and to be,
to be confined like that. I think it would be
right.
Hard for you.
I like the freedom I have. It would be hard to give it up in many ways, yeah.
So, when a person looks at marriage as giving up their freedom, that's just not the right thing.
right.
That person.
Exactly. It should be, you really want to be there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with marriage, but, it's not for everybody.
Right.
So, you have this unique opportunity here, Cliff. I mean, and if it were me, I would take my time. I wouldn't just feel like I have to get into something right away. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I look at your cards, and I see good things coming through travel this coming year.
Okay.
Now, I see love in your life too. The thing I think I would be doing if I were you is just I would do some exploration. Don't make any decisions until you have time to really. Until you feel absolutely 100% about something.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I was looking at it, that God would really show me that when that door is open, that I'm supposed to go through.
Yeah, I mean, and when the right door opens, you're going to know. You're going to go, yeah, that's it,
Right.
That feels exactly right. So why hurry? Why hurry with that? No need to hurry. And everything will be fine. Be wise with the money you have. Don't risk it.
Yeah, I'm not taking any risks at all. I'm being extremely conservative because it's the first time I've ever really had a sum like this, and it's a real blessing, and I don't want to lose it.
So you want to go ultra-conservative and don't let anybody approach you with any ideas on how you can make more money with your money.
Right.
As soon as somebody approaches you like that, just run the other direction as fast as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Even
I
if
understand.
They say you're there, you're
sense,
a friend.
Right.
And I'm only saying that because you have influences that could indicate losses from those kind of avenues.
Yes.
Okay? So I'm warning you to be aware of that potential so that it doesn't have to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so I would say take this could be a good year for you to do some traveling. I know you like to travel, right?
Yes. That would be a great time to do it. I have the freedom to do it. Go wherever
I
want.
Yeah, you have the freedom. Sure. You have the money. And, you know, I think that some of the answers to some of the questions you have about your work and your would come from that.
Okay.
And I do think there's going to be some relationship things this year that are going
to be wonderful. I would like to see that happen.
Playing a more prominent role in your life this year.
That's great.
Yeah, I do believe that's going to happen. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm new to this, and a friend of mine has studied your books and has done some readings on me, and they've been right on the money. Everything that she said, and so I've been very impressed by it. So
that's great.
An opportunity to talk to you. So thank
excellent.
You.
Well, I'm glad you took the...
I may try and dial you up for a personal reading or whatever at some point.
Well, yeah, if you feel like there's something you really need to know more about, I'd be happy to help you.
Thank you, sir.
Here. Well, thank you for calling, Cliff. It's great to have you as a guest.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you.
Good night.
Bye now.
Okay, and we have another guy. This is unusual. We have so many guys tonight. Now we have a man named Vince. On line three. Are you there, Vince?
Yes, I am.
How's it going, Vince?
It's going good.
And are you? You're in Yucca.
Yucca Valley, yes.
Yeah, how's it going there?
Nice now. It's kind of cooled down. I'm about 30 miles north of Palm Springs, so
you're down
nice
there,
the
like
weather's turning for the better.
You're down there in that deserty area.
Yep.
Where it gets, like, so hot, unbelievable.
Yeah, luckily Yucca's a little bit cooler. We're right next to Joshua Tree National Monument, so kind of bad here.
Okay. Are you in the high desert there? Or?
High desert, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm familiar. So, are you into the cards at all?
I'm not me personally, but I like those that are.
Okay, that's cool. And I assume you called tonight because you have a question?
Doing a lot of international business stuff right now that seems to be having some delays, long past to where me and my colleagues thought they would. Just seeing if the cards has how things are going to break here and how the rest of the year is going to kind of go out, not only spiritually, but, business-wise.
Well, okay, that's good. That's a really, those are good questions.
Yeah, our business and my business and my spiritual life kind of go hand in hand, so.
Okay. So, are you clear that the business you're in is the business that you really love and want to be in?
Yeah, it's kind of a means for me to get to the humanitarian foundational type work I want to do.
Okay.
It's kind of my vehicle to that.
I see. So you have like a master plan. This is one step of the way.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, because, you know, first of all, your long-range card this year is a seven of spades, and that what that means is that you're taking a risk and you're doing what you think you need to do, but you don't have any guarantee that it's going to actually be successful. And so you're having to step out on a limb and have what they call faith.
Exactly.
And that's what that indicates. So when a seven of spades is like that showing up, it often says there's going to be challenges, like little tests along the way to test our faith. See? But the message here is to keep doing what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And there's an indication here that and this year, the years in this system begin on your birthday, not on January 1st. So when I say this year, I'm talking about the year that began in July.
Okay.
For you, on your birthday. So another thing that I see this year is that I think there's going to be a shift in what you do in this business that is going to lead you to a much deeper personal connection to what you're doing. Like, I don't think you're in exactly the right groove yet with it. Now, I don't know exactly what.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, I don't know the nature of your business or anything, but the indications are that you need to have this change that is more aligned with your true purpose. Okay?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I'm hoping that's correct.
Every year has a result card, which is like kind of the what we end up with. And your result card indicates that you're going to be in alignment with your higher purpose by your next birthday. You're going to be connected. You're going to be, you know, fully engaged and connected into your highest purpose in your work. Much deeper than you are now. Okay?
That would be excellent.
Yeah, it's going to happen. You'll see. But, I mean, the challenging part is the change from what you are doing now, what you have going on now that's not exactly right or not exactly in alignment with what you really want to be doing. Do you understand?
Yeah, is that a challenge due to me or those that I'm working with?
Well, you need to have a change of value. You need to have a change of value. You need to have a change of what's important to you. In other words, if this is in your spread we're looking at. So it says that there's a change that you need to make about what you really want here, and then everything will flow better.
Okay.
That may not make any sense yet because the year is just still kind of young for you.
Yeah.
And usually we don't get the sense for these things until we're a little farther along. In another month or so, it should all be a lot clearer then.
Okay.
So you won't have to wait too long to see the writing on the wall.
How does that correspond with awareness, spiritual growth, things of that nature?
Well, you know, it's all spiritual growth because if we were totally in touch with ourselves, we wouldn't have any problems. So everything that comes up is meant to take us within so we can connect to the deeper part of ourselves. And this change that you're undergoing this year is really a change from a certain level of depth in yourself to a deeper level. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yes, you know, being more connected on a deeper level is what we're talking about. So, how does it feel to be a Cancer man?
Cancer mind with man with a quick mind is a difficult thing to deal with.
Yeah, well, that's the same as me.
Yeah.
And you're a queen also, like I am. Did you know that?
No, what's that mean?
Well, your birth card is the Ten of Clubs, but your second card, your planetary ruling card, is the Queen of Hearts. So you are a man that has a very strong, sensitive side.
That's interesting.
And that's kind of tough. That can be tough. It's not always tough. It has a lot of benefits, too, but there's, you know... Normally, you being a man doesn't involve being sensitive.
No.
Or having feelings. So I'm sure you have some work to do with your feelings versus your mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're this powerful club card with a strong feeling side. Ten of Clubs, they have a mind that's like a... You know, like a locomotive. They can't even stop it. So, did you have one more question?
I was just going to ask, how do you get that you know, mind in that heart connection going together then?
Well, you know,
under those circumstances.
Well, you have to look at both of them and see that they're both parts of, you know, we have both parts, right? And
yeah.
One thing about the mind is that when you're clubbed, clubs tend to think that their mind is the answer to everything. Especially when you're such a powerful club like you, you know what I mean? You do have a mind that can do some miraculous things. Extraordinary. You understand?
Yeah.
Some of the most successful people in the world are 10 of clubs. But that mind will not serve you well in the area of personal relationships. It'll be your enemy, actually, in areas of the heart. So there's another part of you that's just as strong, and that's the feeling side. And you need to have a balance with that. It just seems to be balanced. Neither side is good or bad. But if one is trying to predominate, there's going to be an inner conflict, and it's going to show up as an outer conflict. It's going to show up as relationship problems. Does any of that ring true?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I've been working real hard on trying to get the heart more open and what that really means and how you actually do that.
Well, you know, see, the thing for you, I think the first step would be to get your attention off your head enough to even know you have feelings. You know, because, you know, your mind is so great and you come to depend on it for everything and you really think it has every answer that you need. And you probably think you are your head. You know, there's a good chance that you can't separate yourself from your own thoughts. You've heard of that witness technique, right? Witnessing your thoughts.
Actually, no.
Well, most spiritual teachers talk about that at one point or another. You know, be the witness to your own thoughts. It's basically the idea.
Okay, yeah.
You know, see yourself thinking and go, wow, that's interesting. Who's that? Instead of just like hook, line, and sinker believing everything that comes out of your head. So it's kind of fun to talk to you because, you know, I kind of have a brain like yours and I can kind of relate to you very much.
Well, excellent.
Yeah. So, what else? Let's see here. You're doing the right thing. Just keep doing your spiritual stuff. It's all good. It's all good. I don't see any real problems here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Next year is a blessed year. This year is also fairly blessed. Next year will be another blessed. Is a blessed year that everybody has at age 45, and it's called the rebirth year. If you get a chance to get a copy of my book, you can read up about it. Good things happen at age 45. For everybody. Get wishes fulfilled. Okay, Vince?
Thank you very much.
It's great talking to you. Have a good rest of your night.
You too.
Okay, take care. Well, that was fun. Two guys in a row. And now we have Andrea on line 4, if she's still here.
I am.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Andrea?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Andrea. Are you born?
Hi.
Are you born February 4th, 1961?
Yes, I was.
Hold on 1 second. Seth, could you turn Andrea up a little bit? I can barely hear her. Now say something, Andrea.
How's that?
Oh, much better, much better.
Oh, good.
So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm fairly new at this, and it's been a rough couple of years. I was just wondering if you could kind of help me out here and see if there's going to be some settling down going on here.
What? Can you give me like a rough idea? Like what's the basic, what's the areas where it's been rough?
Lots of family issues.
So is this with your parents? Your siblings, your own
mostly
children?
Mostly children, adult children, and...
Your children?
Yeah.
Your children?
Well, I call them mine, yeah.
Whose are they?
Children I've raised.
Oh, you gave birth to them?
No, no birth children.
Oh, okay. But you raised some children.
Right.
Okay. Speak up now, because then you're fading out again.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay, so, well, the card system, the cards tell me a lot about you just off the bat, you know.
Right.
You know that you're an eight of spades, right?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, thank you, thank you. And you know that you're a three of spades.
Right.
And three of spades can be like a crazy making card. Because there's such a strong desire for variety and creativity in that card that their life, they can be sort of like creating sort of a chaotic life without even knowing it. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah, like a lot of drama. So you're in the middle of this some situation that you call your life, right?
Right.
And there's been all kinds of interesting, dramatic things going on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there you are in the middle of it. And that's your little play you got going there. See? Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So, I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, it's good to look at our life and just imagine, even if we have never really thought that way, just imagine for a moment that everything in our life is going just the way we kind of want it to on some level, you know. And then ask ourselves, well, why would I want it to be like that? You know, you may not have an answer right away, but it's really good to ask the question, like, well, why would I have my life be like this? I mean, why would I have so many strange things happen?
Right.
You know? And, you know, wow, I mean, all this is happening to me. So, I'm looking at your cards, and I want to say a few things about your year this year that began on your birthday, okay?
Okay.
This, your long-range card this year is the Ace of Hearts, and that card tells me that this year for you is about asking yourself one question, and that question is, what do I really love? And what makes me feel loved?
That's true. That's been going on all year.
Yeah. And, you know, you're in your toughest period of the year right now.
Yeah.
You're in the Saturn period. You have a Seven of Hearts, which probably means somebody, you know, really hurt your feelings or betrayed you or something.
Yep, just happened. Knowing that, though, was really helpful. Knowing that that was going to happen.
That made it
kind
a little easier.
Yeah, it made it a lot easier, actually. I wasn't even surprised. I just kind of laughed, really, and I went, well, that really hurt my feelings, but dang, I knew it was coming, you know?
I know, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, when you see things
it is.
Go, oh, my God. Yeah, it's kind of a relief in a way.
Uh-huh, yep, but I kind of went, okay, now that's done, good.
Thank God that's behind me. Didn't kill me.
Exactly.
Well, and you know, you have a Three of Hearts now too, so you have all these heart cards challenging in the Saturn period, but you have good cards with it, so there's a recovery. It's not going to be a difficult recovery.
Yeah.
But you are being challenged, and you know, that will pretty much end in a couple weeks here.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that.
Yeah. Everybody's wanting to get out of Saturn just a little early if they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, hey, teacher, can we leave early today from school? So it's all going to work out. I mean, you know, once the Saturn period is over, you're not even going to, I think a month from now, you won't even remember what happened in this period. It won't even.
That would be good.
It won't even have much of an impact on you.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how just knowing what to look for takes the sting out of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you know, you might want to consider this, like, you know, maybe it would be nice to have a more peaceful life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole year's kind of been like that. I wish I would have gotten into this last year because I had a really, looks like I had a good opportunity to really see what my life purpose was, and I think maybe a little bit this year too. I'm not sure. I mean, you could probably tell me, but.
You have a Six of Clubs environment this year, so you really could tune into and connect with what your real purpose is this year. You don't have to wait. It's not past. It's happening right now.
I'm trying to keep my eyes open and my feelings open. And
well, see, the thing about you is you're a double spade. I was talking earlier to somebody.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, let me tell you. I was talking earlier to a woman that's a double diamond, and I'm a double diamond. And we're all about value, but you're all about work. You know, and doing things.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for a spade person to stop doing long enough to kind of connect on a deeper level.
Maybe that will come with age.
You have to be willing to kind of slow down everything and stop all this doing for a little bit. Just kind of be with yourself, you know?
That sounds really good about now.
Well, good. I'm glad it sounds good. I mean, that could be really hard, though, for some stage to do that.
Yeah, it is hard. It's hard for me to... My husband says, if I'm sitting on the couch, he goes, "What? Are you okay? Are you sick?"
Yeah, exactly, because he's not used to... You're somebody who's always doing.
Yeah. Multitasker.
So the Six of Clubs will bring a gift to you, but you have to be listening.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be listening. So take some time. I mean, why don't you take a little vacation?
That sounds good. He's been saying we need a vacation.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's just a weekend, but maybe 4 or 5 days will be nice. And where you're not, don't have any of the regular demands upon you that your work would put on you, or distractions, where you could actually have time to just kind of relax and think about things. See?
Yes, that sounds great.
And then, you know, that's how we connect. You know, if we set the intention to connect, if we tell God, "Hey, I really want to connect. I want to know what you're trying to tell me," and then make a time for that, it'll happen. You can do that anytime you're ready. Try to do that before your birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, next year doesn't look too bad, although my long range is the Six of Spades. I get a lot of spades.
The Six of Spades can mean you're doing your purpose.
Oh, yay! Maybe I find it.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
No,
I feel like I'm getting closer.
I'm sure you're here to do something big and important.
Yay.
You know, you weren't here just to sit around, which you've never done anyway.
No. That's funny.
Life is always changing for all of us, you know.
Yes.
You know, I look back at myself. You know, I see how I progressed through the years. You know, I look back like 20, 30 years ago. I look and see how I progressed, but really I can't even relate to who I was 20 years ago. I think about it, you know.
Yeah, we're different people than we were then.
Yeah, we're way different than we were then,
mm-hmm.
and we're still
changing
now. 20 years from now, I'll look back and go, "Wow, that was a strange person I was back then."
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah,
and
thanks for calling. And I'm glad.
It's my first time listening to your show, and I really enjoyed it. So.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you came on and had the courage to call in.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we only have time for one more caller, and I'm just going to go right to it. And we have a woman named Evangeline who's been waiting, and she's calling, and it's like after midnight where she is right now, so I want to definitely talk to her. Are you there, Evangeline?
Yes. Hello, Robert. I'm here.
Good. Are you born March 22nd, 1963?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, good. And you're up late there.
Yeah, I'm a late night person.
Ah, I see. And did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, this is right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I was wondering what's coming up in the year ahead in terms of career. I'm thinking of starting sort of my own business representing artists. and given up a career in psychology, and in terms of relationships, somebody I've known for a long time is sort of acting weird, very strange. So I was wondering if there's anything else on the horizon, and a move, and money.
Oh, really? That's all?
That's all.
Just, let's see, money, love, and a good career, right?
Yes, and a move, perhaps.
A move, perhaps. Yeah, well, okay, so you have all those things coming. You have any more questions?
really? All of those?
Yeah, all of the above. Anything else?
Oh, Robert. Can you tell me some more, please?
What do you want to know?
Do you see any challenges? Do you see any...
Life is... Every day is a challenge. Haven't you noticed?
It has been for the last few years, yes.
No, but it usually is that way. That's how life is.
Yeah.
If we're growing, we're always being challenged to change and develop.
Yeah.
So let's start with one of the... Let's take one of your topics. How about that?
Okay.
So which one do you want to talk about first?
I guess the financial.
Career.
Financial and career.
Okay. The financial part, by the way, doesn't depend on your career. It's connected to your career, but your whole financial status, because you're a Three of Clubs ruling card, you're always worrying about money when you don't need to be. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just worry all the time about everything.
I do worry a lot.
Yeah, you're just a worrier. You like to worry. You do it more than anybody else.
That's true.
And nobody can talk you out of it.
But it's also based on fact, you know.
Based on what?
The financial thing is based on fact.
It is, but see, it's not just the facts, it's the way you interpret the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me give you an example. Do you own a refrigerator?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know that you're in the top 5% of the entire planet in terms of wealth, if you own a refrigerator?
No, I did not know that. That's
interesting. Well, now you do. So you're in the top 5% of the world's most wealthy people. What do you think about that? You think you got financial problems? You see how it's all just a point of view?
Well, I do have a refrigerator, so I guess...
And you probably own a car, too, don't you?
Huh?
You probably own a car, too, don't you?
Not at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Well, at least you got a refrigerator.
Yeah.
So it's all a matter of perspective, see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all an interpretation of the facts. It's not the facts. It's the interpretation. It's what we make those into. Now, you're an Ace of Diamonds, so I know Ace of Diamonds card really well. That's my card, too.
Oh.
That's my second card is the Ace of Diamonds, so I know all about it. And we're all about finding out, what am I worth?
Uh-huh.
And the more money I make, the better I feel about myself.
Uh-huh.
You got it?
Yes.
But what you're really looking for is feeling good about yourself.
True.
Money is just the way that you feel good about yourself, or having a good career. If I get paid $100 an hour, that's better than, I must be better than being paid $50 an hour. It means I'm more important, and I'm better. I'm a better person. You understand?
Yes.
And we're seeking, what we're looking for, Ace of Diamonds, is we're looking for self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you can, like, look at that and look at all your career things as just, that's just the way you're going about trying to get it, you know?
I see.
You're just trying to get this self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you can go right to the source and give yourself the self-worth. Wow, what a concept.
Uh-huh.
And all this thing about money is just you trying to attain some goal so you can say, Evangeline is a good person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the truth is you're an ambitious person. You were put on this planet to do a lot of good things. But, you know, be careful because you can drive yourself crazy running around in circles like a dog chasing its tail, trying to find self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Your work should have a bigger purpose than that, you know?
That's true, yeah.
It should have a purpose about what you're contributing to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's more important than your own, like, feel-good-about-myself thing.
I see.
Now, as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself, Evangeline.
Well, you have contributed so much already, so.
I have, but, you know, I'm still working on my Ace of Diamonds stuff. Okay.
Okay.
It's a handful.
Yes, it is.
But I feel glad I'm not you. I don't want to be a Three of Clubs ruling card, though.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I like Three of Clubs. They're my Venus card and all that. You know, that's nice. But they drive me crazy.
Yes, they are worrying.
They don't even know if what they're saying is real or not.
I see. That's bad, huh?
They'll say one thing 1 week, and then they'll turn around and change their mind completely the next week. And you're like, well, what happened to last week? I'm like, well, it was perfectly logical to me. So, you know. But then, you know, you and I are kind of very similar, because when the cards are close together like that, you have a lot of the same karmas. So I understand.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be fine. You got a Ten of Diamonds reward card this year, so good things are going to happen to you.
Oh, I hope so.
Try, you know, see if you can connect with what you're doing on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come up with, like, what really is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you like to give, but you also like to take, too. You like to make some money, right?
That's very true, yes.
You're a giver, but you also want to have some money, too. But be careful about setting that dollar value up, because you can keep yourself unhappy for 20 years doing that.
Yeah.
You know, okay. When you already have so much to be grateful for, right?
That's
now.
That's true, yeah.
You might want to read my book, the Big Money Book, that I talked about earlier. Because,
oh, the Big Money Book?
Yeah, it's a book I wrote about prosperity, about how to attain a high level of prosperity that always attracts money to you, no matter what you do.
Oh, we'll definitely get that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's on my website. It's the only place you can get it.
Okay,
and
great.
I forget what section it's under, but it's under the, you know, the products section.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it took me 10 years, but most people can read my book and do it in a year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I will definitely get that book.
Yeah.
So you think it's going to sort of start getting better?
Yes, it will. Now, you have to go through your Saturn period. That begins October 16th. But honestly, you don't have that bad of cards, but you can expect to work really hard during that period.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And the rest of the stuff, you also think the move and maybe some new relationship might be in the cards?
Well, I suggest you go for what you really love. Get to know yourself better so that you know when a relationship is good for you from the beginning, instead of having to wait till it's like, you know, a year or so down the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If we knew ourselves better, when we first met somebody, we would know. Instead of having to, like, go through the whole thing, and then, oh, my God, that
well,
doesn't really work for me.
Yeah, this is like 7 years waste of time, basically.
Well, it's not a waste, but, you know, you can, if you can get that back down to 1 year, that would be better, wouldn't it?
It would have been much better, yes, especially, you know, as you get older, you don't know.
And what's the birthday of this person?
It is December 17th, 1951.
December 17th. So this is a Ace of Clubs.
Uh-huh.
With a Three of Diamonds ruling card.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got another three like you. He's a big warrior, too.
Uh-oh. See, I didn't have your cards booked 7 years ago.
Well, you know, you got to get them. You got to take them as you get them.
Yeah.
I mean, Sagittarians are usually pretty lucky, but that particular birthday is a big worrier, especially about money.
Oh, there you go. Not a good match, huh?
Well, I don't know. You guys have a past life love connection. You definitely were connected. You probably had love at first sight.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you can actually live together.
Mm-hmm.
The love is there. It's still there, I'm sure. But, you know, choosing a partner that you can live with for a long time, that takes getting to know ourselves much better.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, and you're still young. You still got some time to figure it out.
Wish me luck.
Okay, well, of course. You have good luck. You are one of those lucky cards. You are very lucky.
Thank you, Robert.
Be grateful.
Thank you very much.
It's nice talking to you, Evangeline. Thanks for staying up so late.
Great talking to you, too.
And, you know, in a couple of months, call back and let me know what's going on.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Thank you so very much.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was fun. I just love talking to people that are in my little neighborhood of the cards, which is all the people in the Saturn line and a few people in the Jupiter line. We're all, like, in the same little family there. Anyway, it's been a great show, folks. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. I did get some feedback from several listeners that, you know, please tell the birthdays of people you're talking to so we can look at their cards while you are and learn from it. So I've been very conscientious about that tonight. Hope you noticed. We're going to end now. We're going to play the song Shri Ram as we're ending, and I hope you guys have a really great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Lakshmana Ram. I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me, you know, he put me at ease. And he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. And I've gone and lost the best baby I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to die.